We rolling, guys. Audio is up, guys.
Baby. Love Block in full effect.
Yo, love,
shout out to all the Smoke Podcast. We here. We in the building. It's lit.
Appreciate
shout out
it,
to the guys.
Appreciate
we are smoking some shit here. That is ridiculous. I've done that shit so far. I had three floors in this stuff.
I'm pulling up from the state.
It's a good night to start, though. We got bears in here. We got some shit coming here.
Y'all gave up the one block box. We can play out here. And, this was the vibe.
I'm all the way from home right now.
You know what I'm saying? I was just saying, I'm trying to do the activist video right down here. Like,
you know what I'm saying? That's all that fucking that want to smoke, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't want to smoke, you're not here for it.
We might be able to make that possible, though.
Right.
Shoot
that's
that video.
Good
message.
That's good
message. Yeah. Definitely.
You know,
the
video and
record
at the same time.
Oh, hell yeah.
Backseat and everything on the podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
You feel me? The video is just the video. They don't get no bloopers. You know what I mean? Like, the podcast get bloopers and all the funny stupid shit when he's being.
Manifest
Netflix, I got a dip out of this city. Sure, that's Prison Concord on the hook right there. I'm gonna pass it off to my mans.
Yeah. We're about to start this off now. Yo. Welcome back to another episode of All the Smoke. And I am your host, Javi, with All the Smoke. And this is my co-host.
John, we in the house.
And we got special guests today. Real special guest, very talented group of guys with us today. Say, you gotta introduce yourselves.
How you doing?
What's up? It's 105G.
What up, Juice? Well, I got that technique.
And what's the name of your group?
Love Block.
Love Block. Where y'all from?
Long Branch, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Long Branch, baby.
My man's here. He from a little place up north that he like to shout a lot. So we gonna fuck with the hood, you know what I mean? We gonna let him do that real quick because he's not from the branch like us. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm from North New Jersey.
Turn up.
Shout out to him.
Long Branch. So it's for the whole Monmouth County, Essex County.
Oh yeah.
All of Jersey, man. Stand up. Jersey, stand up. Let us in, man. Let Jersey in.
Hell yeah.
All
right. We're gonna start off with this. Y'all are independent group, right? You just mentioned something earlier about United. It's called again? How does that work for you guys?
I mean, we really just started putting the shit out there, but like, it's been working really well because it's like it really gives you ownership, like, of your stuff. It's a membership being 50 a year, but like, you get 100% of your masters, and they really do, like, if they like it, they'll implant your stuff.
They help distribute it.
You know what I'm saying?
Put it out.
And it's so quick and easy, you know, it's on YouTube, it's on Spotify, it's on, you know what I'm saying, it's on Apple Music, it's on everything, and it's click of a button.
It's crazy, I feel like what most people don't know about United Masters, like, if you were to just get it regularly, you could only put out, like, a couple songs a year, you know what I'm saying, but if you're willing to invest in yourself, and you pay for that extra level of the package, you can put out as much music as you want. You can put out a song every day.
They will
let you do that.
And they will still market it any, no different than they market the yeah.
That's love.
That's
an easy way to flood the market.
But then once you get it put in a position like that, now you have to use your brain. Now you have to market yourself. Now you have to build yourself. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what we all been working on together.
Trying to find ways to do local shows and shit like that. COVID ain't stopped shit in Jersey or New York. It's a lot of events.
How many places
you guys can do some things at.
Word.
Be honest.
How long you guys been rapping together?
I want to say like a good 8 months maybe, but we've been chilling together for like the year, getting the feel of each other, and I feel like That's what the tape is. That's why there's so many different sounds on there.
Well, how long
have y'all known each other?
Yeah.
Well, I've known him for a couple of years, maybe 2 years.
It's funny, it's a small world because through my brother, it's like he was always around and stuff like that. I always knew him, G, but I didn't know him like that until Love Block.
Right.
It was a full circle type thing, for real. Like, all right, so I always seen him in the hood. For me, I live right around the corner from this shit, and he lived right the same length for me. Yeah. So his little brother used to always come to my shit, and we used to smoke like right after school, like right after school. And the crib stuck. You feel me? And he'll come around like, yo, we got a bad pal, and he's like, oh, word, that's my brother. I'm like, word. But then he came to the crib, and we was rapping this shit. He producing all the tracks and shit. I'm like, yo, that's crazy. So I'm like, that's my man's big brother, like.
Like, it was meant to be.
Word up.
And, like, it's kind of like a clash of the two forces because, like, me and G, you know, that's like my brother at this point because, you know, this is my little brother's boy, and he's been out staying with me and became just family to me, you know what I'm saying?
Word
and
up,
so we was always rapping and BS and doing our thing or whatever. But then,
that was freestyle.
But then I meet Grizz, and Grizz kind of light a fire of us, like, really – to really take it serious.
He's
like,
a pusher. He's a pusher, one of us. Like,
he's the glue. He's the backbone.
Yo, for real,
he the eye turner.
I tell people all the time, like, I'm going to be very honest with you. I want to work with anybody, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we be doing collabs and all that. We work with anybody. It's just... we going to be very honest with you. We want to show you how to do yourself better. Because a lot of people hold back once they get right there in front of that mic. I used to do it all the time. Now that we finally found ourselves, I see the difference in every single one of them. The growth from like when we started to right now, it's crazy. Like what we have moving forward, this momentum we got moving forward, it's like the juggernaut. You're not stopping it.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Who inspired you to start rapping? Pretty much.
When I was young, my dad was like in the motorcycle club. So I listened to like a lot of house music growing up, but I also listened to a lot of pop. He listened to a lot of Jay-Z, Nas, who else? Pun. I can't forget Pun. That was played so much, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Pun. He just got
that. But not like the commercial 50 Cent. 50 Cent is the future type 50 Cent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the
whole
shit. Surrounded by hoes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I give it up that age of
music. All right, how about you?
To be honest, I wrote like my first rap in like second grade. It was a diss track. You feel me? I be talking my shit. I shit talking. But it was to this white boy named Evan. I kid you not, this nigga used to pick boogers. Like, it was nonstop with him. Like, you feel me? What? Don't blink. It's one of them videos. Like, don't blink, you're going to miss it. You feel me? He do that shit quick as hell. He do that shit fast as hell. If you miss it, you beat. Just check in 15 seconds. He right back. You feel me? But the one line I remember is Booger Boy Evan stacking his boogers all the way to heaven. Some stupid shit like that. But I had a lot of like older inspirations as far as like the normal hip hop. But I found hip hop kind of like for myself, like older rap. Like my mom, she went to Brooklyn school. You feel me? She listened to rock. So like, I had to find all the old shit that I know for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I kind of went crazy trying to like dive in. But the first rap I ever learned was Juicy. My biggie spot to work. I learned word for word, ad libs, all that.
Nice.
I was in the crib going crazy in like fifth grade, stressing in that motherfucker. I had Madden on loop. Shit done glitched on me. I'm trying to learn the rap. Like, fuck it. Fuck that game.
We still be going in on Biggie.
We still go in. Like, it's brand new. Like, he just dropped the shit. But yeah, I have to give it to like Big, Pop for sure, Nas, old people like Big Daddy Kane still, Rakim.
That's my man right there.
Like, I even
I
still like
Big
listen
Daddy
to like, you feel me, try to incorporate the older flow with the new.
Right.
Try and give it a new spin off that people not doing. You know what I'm saying? I like weird, quirky things that's not going to work together, but I'm getting that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like an oil and butter sandwich. How the fuck? You know what I mean? How's you going to do that? You know what I mean?
But yeah, I like that type of scheme of music.
Right. All right. My choice.
Well, for me, like, it's definitely Jay. First time I heard Reasonable Doubt and memorized it, I know I want to be a rapper.
Jay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Jay made me fall in love with rap, but I always say that Lupe Fiasco taught me how to rap. So, like, when I'm trying to be, like, clever in my shit, like, even when I'm talking my shit, I'm trying to be clever with it. It's like, that's my Lupe influence. You know, I feel like Lupe the lyrical genius. So, it's like, so between, like, Jay and Lupe, like, that's the blend of my style right there.
Jay and Lupe.
Really
well.
All right. And I started from the beginning. I grew up around a lot of 50, a lot of Nas, a lot of Jay. But like, I was that kid listening to Rock and Metal. So
Rock and Metal.
Yeah, that's what was in my ears, you know. But then I'm around my life, it's like all this other hip hop playing around and everything. You know? So eventually, you know, all the way in the house, 50 is what I related to the most. So I was like throwing one in the house. There, it's like, it took off, and I became the household where it's like, now I became the engineer for everybody else. And I started, you know, myself, and now to be here with these guys, you know.
Okay, so was it like, when you guys first started off, was it just like freestyling, or that went straight to the pad?
It was like the way, all right, so Love Block, you pull up to Love Block, you gonna have to just get with the vibes. Like, it's not like on some bully shit, but like, we here to have fun, like.
Right, right.
You feel me? If you're right. Street, broomstick up your ass, you gotta go. You feel
we
me?
We start, like, rapping in this site.
You better.
If we start rapping in this site.
Say something.
And you feel me? Like, and we get to you, and you all start rapping, you might have to leave.
You gonna have to be like, you gonna have to jug or something. You feel me? Go show us something. Anything. If you don't do nothing, you better blink twice, motherfucker. I'm good. Just something. You feel me? You gotta go. Like, just pull up and vibe. That's what just kind of happened. You feel me? Everybody came like their own separate time. You feel me? Like, I started with him. Me and his little brother was doing music. And then he came and was like, oh, all right, I fuck with you. You feel me? And then we started doing music. He came along and then 3-5 came along. It was
with the stool. Like, 3-5 pull up with the stool, yo. And that's like,
on Go Studio, like my man's 25 is real life different. Like.
So what's the age group? What's everybody's age?
You know, I'm 21. I'm about to be 22.
I'm 30.
I'm 28. He's not 35.
Anybody?
Okay, maybe he's not 35.
It's
a good range.
Yeah.
20.
30.
I'm 21.
Say your name though. Say your name so they know.
105G. I'm 21.
I'm Grizz. I'm 28.
June
23rd. 26. You the older
part. But you know what, though? I feel like that's the dope part about our squad. Because like, it's like,
I mean, I can tell
you. We can touch many different demographics. You know, like, G can bring in the young crowd, but like the people who like those hip hop purists, you know, they might be more drawn to mine. But it's like, or 3-5 because he got the 50.
So
but
y'all then, feel like y'all two keep the hip hop roots. More traditional, but they didn't know how to mix that new school into that.
Mm-hmm.
So together, yeah,
it's a good blend. It's a weird good blend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, actually, I could tell from listening to y'all music all day today that it works well, definitely.
Because everybody comes.
It's different, but that's what makes it good.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody comes their own way.
Anybody,
you know what I mean? Like,
not trying to rap like anybody else.
Right.
I think that's what I like most.
We putting on what we putting on. You know what I mean? Like, that's it. Straight like that.
And I feel like that's the sound of Jersey. Like, Jersey don't got like a real sound, but our sound is different. So you know we got some pieces working together, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like just that different. Think about Fuji. You know, they didn't really sound. You think about Joe Budden. He don't really sound. Man. Even Lady Luck, she don't really sound. It's just completely different. And I feel like that's when the parts was working right for Jersey because it's that different sound that you ain't really heard. You know, it ain't quite New York. It ain't quite down south. It ain't.
They want us to be New York.
Right.
They want us to be New York. I had to get that said real quick because Jersey. We got a border between our shit. You feel me? We got two different places for nothing.
Facts.
You feel me? Like,
well, that brings me to my next question. How would you describe your style of music pretty much? Like you see, yeah, like you say, y'all
or individually
y'all
hip-hop, and as
well. Or y'all just straight gangster rap. Or
I feel like everybody versatile. Like it's like we do like a mood swing type thing, like what we feeling today type shit. Like,
oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so I'm feeling like some sorrow shit. Boom. Some sorrow shit.
They all bring
I'm feeling like getting lit. You feel me? Boom.
What you feel your own individual shit you bring to the group, though?
I'd say energy. Word. I bring energy. Like, I'm that. I'm here. If you're not having fun, bitch, you about to be madder because we about to have fun. Regardless of what you finna do, whatever, nigga, be mad and have fun. You feel me? You can be mad later, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that. Right now, we getting lit. Like, that's what I bring.
How would you describe your creative process? Like, when y'all get ready, y'all get together. Like, what is y'all ritual? I mean,
shout out to Edward Snape.
Like, I produce the fifth Nakai.
I got to put a song together.
Right. Because, like, you know,
we have MF Stacks. We have motherfucking Stacks. Mr. Suck Dick, you heard?
Shut up.
That's Nick, baby. He be wild. Like, you're some good ass Philly people. I'm sorry for people tuning in, but he be wild.
But it was like really his beats that made us really want to put songs together because we was on some freestyles for that first.
And he young, too. Mm-hmm. He younger than everybody. Like, he, like, what?
Snake, like, yeah, what? 19?
19, 18?
Made all them beats.
Word up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He 19? Yeah. He 19, making beats.
And he was
all like, of those beats on there. That's him.
Snake was getting himself into trouble, and we kept him out of trouble pretty much. So now it's like he feels like he's indebted to us. But in reality, we feel
that's
like we're indebted
bro.
To him.
Yeah, like we failed you already type shit. You already got in trouble type shit. You feel me? Like, we ain't do no justice. You know what I mean? You already got your shit fucked up. Like, so you gotta just stay at the crib. Stay at the crib with us, do music. Yeah, you don't need to be outside. Fuck outside. We'll go to the store for you, right? You don't need to be out fucking outside. You know what I mean? Like, he had just pulled up actually, what, like a week ago?
Yeah,
I went to go get him at like 12 at night. Word up, in the minivan, got back by like 3:15. Shit, I was wild.
You trying to do that?
Hold on. You trying to do that with a sneak tip, right? Boom, I pop up at the crib at like 2 in the morning. Yeah, make you some beats, dog. Right now. I can smell you. Hold on. Yeah, like the shit was crazy. I was up playing 2K. You feel me? I was up playing 2K high as hell, like with a slump on like this. This nigga called me, I'm like, yo, what's good, bro? I'm beat, bro. He like, yo, when can you come get me? I'm like, I gotta ask my moms and shit. I'm like, yo, what time is it? Look, I'm about to just come get you right now. I'm on the fly. Like, fuck it. She's sleeping as hell. She ain't gonna do shit. Fun fact, she called me like 3 days later. She's like, where you go? Like, on Monday. Like, she said, I seen you as a wall. Like, I'm like, damn, word up. That's crazy. I was back by then. You know, I was back by then. It took too long. Like that. But yeah, he had pulled up. We had popped up. It was like, it was cool though, because like everybody pulled up in unity texture. All for him to make beats. Like, we was all surrounding him making beats. And he was just going crazy. Like, he'll make like 10 beats, smoke, make another 10 beats, play like 4 games of 2K, make another 10 beats. Bro, he'd be going crazy.
Talented like that.
Word up. He'd be bugging.
And once he dropped the beats, that's when he dropped that heat. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so,
and as far as the first question goes, you pick a beat that he give us, and you'd be like, yo, how y'all feeling on this? We'll just leave that shit alone, let it play a couple times. You be talking and smoking, drinking, whatever. Then somebody just start freestyling. And however the freestyle go, that's how we come.
Okay. So he did all the beats for this album you guys just dropped?
All of the beats.
Nice. All right, I got a question.
That shows his versatility, too.
Yeah. Actually, maybe if I get you guys back out here again, maybe we could, maybe guys could bring him.
Definitely, yeah. He just missed him. Like, just
I should call him right now on a snap. Should I call him right now?
Try to set up a nice a little versus battle.
Word, you know what I mean?
With some other local people.
That would be fire.
Y'all drop y'all content, they drop theirs.
When you guys did this album, did y'all do it? Like, did y'all create it for yourselves pretty much, or were y'all trying to create it for other people, pretty much, like the fans and shit?
Yeah, we on a podcast, man. We was just talking about your beats.
Pretty much when we were like, yeah, we were making.
Yeah, we on a podcast right now, bro. Say what's up to the people.
Like once we, yeah.
Put Snake on the mic.
Come on, son. Where you at, son? Put your face on. It's all the way up, right? Yeah, you being bummy, dog. Hurry up. And don't say no nut shit neither. Philly nigga, man. Yo, this Nakage wow. Hold up. This shit bugging me. This shit circles.
You need time to get out of
here. Nah, this shit down bad. I got Verizon. My shit is fast enough. I mean, I should just call his phone, right?
What was your question, bro?
When you guys created this album, did y'all create it like for yourselves, or were y'all trying to make an album that was gonna reach out to people?
I feel like at the time, for ourselves, because we just came together. You know,
right.
We had our moments, we had our down moments.
Right,
we
right.
On track. But at the same time, now kind of got a different feel. It's like, you know, people's reactions to it.
Right.
It's like, they really like, you know, it's like,
oh, yeah.
They say stuff like, yo, man, I play this for my master gym and stuff like that and all this other stuff. I'm like, for real, like, it's cool to have it like vibing and stuff. How we usually have the setup and how we're doing now and stuff like that. It's cool and kick throwing music, but like people is out active with our music, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, I'm about to be one of them. Shit, me.
Yo, but let me say this too though. This album was definitely for the haters.
I was waiting.
No, but I think that I'm not even that kind of hater. Like, I ain't never even believed that haters existed. You feel me? Until I really got somewhere, just like you really got an issue with me, just that maybe you heard my music and it just made you feel some type of way. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, there's a story behind this shit, you know, because it's like, I mean, we had haters try to stop us, literally. So, like, some of those songs were like, I ain't gonna stop, and it's just like, it's because it's like, there were forces really coming against us, you know what I'm saying? And the album was really formed out of that.
We were all in different groups, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, in 3-5 was his group, I was in my group.
I was wrestling with my people.
You feel me? And then all at the same time, like, things just happened to push us all to be together within that span of months. You know what I'm saying?
I think it was the COVID.
Look.
COVID and weed. COVID
and weed. He had the album up since this morning. Yeah. And he literally was like,
"We appreciate that."
And when I was listening to, because I was there,
took a while like, for me to get it.
They got a song for it. They got a song for every time.
I ain't gonna put no elbows in that, you know what I mean? I ain't gonna get that shit back.
He said, "Damn, they got a song for everything."
Literally, as I was saying before, growing up on Pun, my favorite line coming out of him was that they got everything. He said, "We got the hardcore commercial. Mm-hmm. If you want to dance, you want to wild.
And like even to answer like a question that you had asked earlier, like what kind of rappers are we gangster? I feel like we just real rappers because like none of us is bitch niggas. Yeah. But it's like we're not out here trying to shoot. We artists, we building. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like it ain't like we gangster. We not coming like that. But like
right.
Run down because ain't none of us. You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
And that's the energy that we come with as well in the music.
Right.
You know, yeah. So I'm just real to become many things. You know,
most we all got two that we stand on.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I mean? Like, if that makes everything simplistic.
And that's like a long range tag, really. Like, it's like, yeah. I ain't super gangster, but I ain't bitch.
Fuck you,
man.
Like,
I'm like,
literally. My thing is, you want to tell people, you want to prove I'm bitch. You're not just going to give me that title. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't it. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that.
Would you say... coming from Long Branch and, you know, there's other people from Long Branch that rap, you know, from around the area, would you say just the haters or is there another group out there will be your biggest competition?
I wouldn't say nobody.
Knowing that you guys just started.
Long Branch are the haters. Like, the haters were definitely people who are close to us. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say that anybody that's rapping out is in Long Beach. Everybody just doing their thing. I mean, there's a couple people that I might want to work with, you know? So definitely not that. This was close to it. Mm. And that's what really pushed us together.
And it's actually big things happening in the branch right now. I will say.
I see a lot of local talent, man.
I see it.
And a lot of people doing a lot of things.
That's okay.
A lot of positive things, though, but that's the good thing.
As long as they know.
And everybody want to get together. See, there's a lot of people out there that I feel like we can kind of bridge that gap between people who really don't know each other. But the music is good.
Hello?
Hey, yo, what I'm saying is, like, another thing that's, like, hard from being from Jersey, let's go from any city, like, for any city in Jersey. It's, like, for the people that's in the city that know each other in the city, it's like, fuck me. You know what I'm saying? But if them two niggas got a problem with somebody out the city, them two niggas is watching that one other nigga from out of the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can be the most hated motherfucker. Like, we don't fuck with each other inside the city. Like, every time I see you in Long Branch, I'm fucking up. But if I see you with Neptune, and some Neptune niggas trying to roll on you, then it's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of them type shits. But, like, for somebody to, I haven't really had somebody pull up on me and be like, yo, that shit was fire. Like, I showed somebody my shit, and they was fucking with it, but that's, like, more, like, door-to-door sales. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the odds of somebody really buying some shit from a door sales? You know what I mean? Like, right. It's slim in comparison to somebody just gradually, somebody's just hitting. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just got to pick up the traction. I feel like that's what we really wait for. We got a lot of traction right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But we waiting for it to flop. You know what I mean? We waiting for it to flop.
Right? But speaking of what he's talking about with, like, the door-to-door stuff, like, as much as you would think, that's what's doing it. Like, that's not it. You got to promote yourself. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's why I like the United Masters and stuff. Because you create your own master lane. You know what I'm saying? You send people where you want them to go. You know what I'm saying? You can send them directly to your music. You can send them to your Instagram if you wanted them to. Have all your music there. You can do literally whatever you want. You know, you can see who's watching it. You can see what city that your music's playing in, what country it's playing in. Like, I think that's, like, a very
it's a very powerful thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we're watching.
We're on the A day. They'll come in the house like, yo, cuz, look. Flip the phone. Shit, like, somebody in Seattle playing our shit. Somebody way out there listening to our shit. Oh, he said, look. Fucking niggas in Turkey and anything. Niggas like, I'm like, nah, fuck that. You're a niggas in fucking love, block, bitch.
We're like,
come on, bro. Get up, bro. It's time to do music, bro. I'm about to go right in it. You feel me? And then that's how some days go.
Hell yeah. All right, real quick, we're going to take a moment break. We'll let these sponsors say what they got to say, and we'll be right back. Well,
man, I'll pop that shit like fucking
podcast.
I fuck around at the bottom on some bonus.
Yo, North got a lot. Yo, I'm following this guy X Santino from New York. He's pretty tight. I'm trying to.
From North.
Yeah, from North. Yeah, y'all should look him up.
All the Jersey,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right.
From Jersey is love. Like,
oh that. Yeah, that's why this platform was created. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I was trying to get.
I got a quick question. Who's your favorite Jersey artist of all time?
Me, Joe Buttons.
I got mine.
Joe Buttons.
I like how you said.
Are we live?
I like how you said.
Let me talk about my.
Redman.
Yeah.
Redman.
That's mine.
They better not. Don't let them speak no more. Redman.
Joe that nigga, yo. Joe is that nigga. He's
nice.
He's a goofy, like, as a person, but his rhymes is undeniable. His skills is undeniable. His storytelling is undeniable, yo. Like, you can't, like, he put you in the vibes.
No, how we gonna clean up?
Chris,
what a bonehead.
I saw you shake that. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Hey. Now we gotta wait. Oh,
what are you doing?
Hey, just pop it over that way.
Pop it over there.
Yeah.
Pop it over there by the
steps. Hey, you, hey, you got him on camera? Got him on camera? Zoom in on him. Point it that way. Oh! There you go. Oh, you just left.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop playing.
Celebration, some movement.
Don't play with the camera.
King Hunter's gonna catch a buckshot.
That shit was gonna dunk on that. Big 357.
This cork right here is where
all the smoke.
Somebody go pop the rosé.
I need some of that. Oh,
let me ask you a question. What's a typical day for Love Block?
Weed, vibes, music, these bum motherfuckers be watching anime. I don't really fuck with that shit.
You fuck with that shit.
Some of it is hard. Yeah, I can't stop. But we really just be cooling, man. Grizz come over at, you feel me, whatever time in the morning. I open the door, dead asleep. You feel me? He pull up with the soap. We get fried first thing. You feel me? First thing in the morning, we get fried. And then he be like, play me a 2K or something. You feel me? Mortal Kombat. And then we talk shit. Bro, go to work. You feel me? We be trapping. That's how they go. Right. And then we end it watching cooling. You feel me? Same shit as the start of the day. Ain't nothing but love in the crib. Literally. Like, if we talking shit, it's because of it's love. Like, one, I feel like if I don't talk shit to you, I don't fuck you.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? If I don't one time be like, at least like, man, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I, you feel me? That's how I roll. And if I can't tell you, fuck you. You're not my bitch.
And it's so much love that, like, if you really are a hater, like, you will be repelled. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen that shit where it's just like, if you want that shady shit, you're just going to be repelled. You know, we come in contact with all kinds of different people. You know what I'm saying? But, like, the people who stick and the people that's around, it's the love. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so what's the future for Love Block?
Told y'all the greatness won't stop. But in reality, I'm working on something right now.
Solo?
He's working on something solo, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to actually get all four of us to have something solo done. You know what I'm saying? So people don't think like, oh, they just make it. No, like, we all got our own way too. Don't get it out of pocket. You know
so under the United, or what's it called again?
United
Masters. Y'all under as solo artists, or y'all went under that as a group?
Well, like,
how does that work? Like,
well, right now, like, I'm the one that's kind of like in control of like the Love Block, you know. So that's through like my phone or whatever. Grizz, he has his own United Masters, but we definitely all gonna get our own United Masters.
Right.
It's like Grizz said, we all got our own vibe and our own flavor as well. You know, so we want to put that in the world. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things that work with the group and a certain vibe that's separate. And like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be two things, and everybody just pick what they like best. They like us all together.
Y'all all fire. Y'all all fire. So I can't wait to see how these solo albums come out. That's dope.
I feel like I'm like they say, I'm the one like pushing it. You know what I'm saying? So like behind the scenes, I'm there when everybody's recording. You know what I'm saying? I see the difference in everybody. I see like the flavor that everybody has. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that like we just all are so different. The way that we put it together to make it sound good was crazy. Like nobody out there is as creative as we are when we're in our movies.
Yeah, I know everything's going to be 100% organic. You know, it's going to be authentic. You know, especially that's what we have focused on is organic. You know, we're just like, you know, enough of YouTube beats, you know, enough of stuff like that.
Right.
Get an in-house producer.
And he's going to be there, that guy that you're working with right now, I think it's going to be longevity with him?
new music for a while. Yeah, he's young. He's coming. He's young and he's doing his thing right now. So
that nigga
that's
Snake,
Lil
Bro,
man.
Bro.
He
we smelled the shit out of Snake. God, he better learn up. He's gonna be
okay, then. Oh, okay,
so I can't let them overlook. My guy, like that. This guy right here is 3-5.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I want to hear some rock shit.
He's not.
Dead ass. I'm dead ass, though.
He's the one that's mixing all of our music.
Okay.
He's the one that's making that sound.
He puts that elbow piece on there, man.
We may need his help.
I gotta make sure people know, like, he's not just the rapper with us.
Yeah, he's everything.
He's like the engineer, you know what I'm saying? A&R, you know what I'm saying? We did that.
We big, you heard? Big
feeling. What best describes you as an artist?
Me? Positivity. You know, keeping things together when things down. You know, everybody has that. And
right.
It hit me where it was, you know, I was on my back looking up, and the music was always there.
Right.
And that's when I really jumped on. I was always engineering everybody else. I started at 3-5. That's kind of why I got the name 3-5.
Because you was engineering.
Yeah, it started at 3-5. No, I had everybody, you know, come through. Bunch of songs done as I was going. I found new ways. Singers came through. People wanted to touch them came through. I was like, oh, okay, now we're getting jiggy. Like, now I can do it.
Right.
Touch here. Now it's like song. It's like music, but I like too.
Right,
like,
right.
So it's like, you know, we just gonna keep it moving. I mean, that's just us, you know. It's just keep it moving.
I like that you guys like more than one genre of music. You know what I'm saying? That shit really, it you can tell in y'all flow. You know what I'm saying? Well, what best describes you as an artist?
I mean, honestly, like as an artist, I would like when my solo stuff comes out, you'll see more. But, like, I really describe myself as, like, a childish Gambino. Kind of just weird, quirky, but, like, deeply emotional, lyrical still. You know what I'm saying? Like, I talk my shit on the album, but, like, in terms of me as a whole, it's definitely deeply emotional and spiritual. You know, like, not where I'm crying, but just where it's, like, talking that real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit that people in rap really don't talk about. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's more about R&B vibe. We talk about the love. But there ain't too many rappers talking about that shit, you know?
Yeah,
me too. And I want to introduce that into the rap.
What best describes you as a artist?
I like to have fun. Like, for real. Like, at all times, I like to have fun. I try to bring energy back to it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Even if it's like a sad track, I try and bring life to a sad track. Feel the sad, like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, you are the youngest one out of the four, y'all, right? You are the youngest one.
Baby face, too.
Show my mustache. You know what I mean? I just got to shake up today. My mustache slick as hell. Fresh out the truck lot, baby. You barely hitting the road.
You're the youngest in charge.
Yeah, I'm the youngest, though. I'm the youngest at home too, so it's normal. You know what I mean? Shit. But I like to have fun. Like when I do music, I try to have like a vibe to it. So like if people, cause some people they'll turn some shit on for it to be on. You know what I mean? Like they won't really listen to the song. But if they go back and listen to it, they hear my shit and be like, "Oh, that nigga really did." You know what I mean?
Like,
not
to
only
the verses.
Does it sound good, but he really talking that shit. You know what I mean? Like. So I try to get that aspect of my music. Like, if you're not going to listen to it, it sounds like a bop. You feel me? If you listen to it, it's that shit for real. It's the bop. That's all I can say.
What best describes you as an artist?
Me, myself. Coming up young, I honestly went around, like, more of the white demographic, and then I went to live with my father, so I started being more in tune with the streets and where I was really from, and it's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Went from listening to, like, the rock and scare music. I was the first person on my block to skateboard, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could call people, and they'll be like, yo, nah, that's a fact, you know what I'm saying? Like, and... Like, I just got turned out into the
streets. Yeah, but say you
know what I mean? Like, I got turned out into the street. You believe it? It's like something different.
Not only
like, I don't know, like, I feel like in terms of music, like, the versatility that I have just comes from like such a vivid imagination that I have. And since I was young, like, I always loved literature, you know what I'm saying? I love like Shakespeare, I love reading books and shit like that. Like my mom used to make me read like encyclopedias, like thesauruses, shit like that. All some fucked up shit, like for punishment. But in the end, like you didn't do nothing but make me better. You know what I'm saying? Now I use my mind, but I dumb it down to make people feel like oh, he's just some dumb person. Nah, look how I just manipulated you and think that now. Look at where we're at.
And that's right, another reason why we all mesh too though.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? Because we all do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you thought I was stupid. You know what I'm saying? Well, you fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, we here now, you already thought I was dumb, so you have no choice but to be proven wrong.
And I'm glad you passed through the mic, because how you going to mention your style and not mention the West Coast? You some old West Coast crip boy.
I got to
give
my shout out, you know what I'm saying? I definitely am highly influenced by the West Coast. Like, I love that old school Bay music. I like the old school chronic thing, you know what I'm saying? But in reality, the new wave that's coming out in the West right now is really an influence for me, because I'm a Jersey nigga that really fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? I could do that. You know what I'm saying?
And I would give him his props, because, like, yo, me coming up, I never, ever listened to 2 Chainz. Like, if you listen to, yo, bring it back to 15, 16-year-old me, you tell me to put on some 2 Chainz, I'm like, what? I'm different? Get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm about to put on the roots. Like, what you talking about?
But niggas on there, what happened?
But he put me on. Like, he put me on to that West Coast and gave me an appreciation for that sound as a whole. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that. It's like,
I feel like people sleep on artists like him because, yo, look how long it took 2 Chainz to get to where he at.
And niggas really bit 2 Chainz. Like, I ain't know that, like, he was talking about it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't know that niggas really bit 2 Chainz. Like, it's old swag, they did. And they're just like, damn, I was late to the wave. I've been on 2 Chainz.
I tried.
Niggas really bit that, man.
Not the whole fight. We don't need that. Damn.
Look, if you had any advice to give anybody in the same position y'all is, like up and coming artists, what would you give them?
Take the constructive criticism, but don't let it change your creative aspects of what you do. Always keep doing what you thought you wanted to do in the first
place. That was well put. Yo, that was really well put. I didn't even.
And also, like, just have a firm grasp. I mean, this is for everything you do. Have a firm grasp of who you are. But especially with the entertainment industry, where if you do get big, people try to pull you in all directions and tell you who you are. Like, no, be who you are. Know who you are unapologetically. If niggas don't fuck with you, they just ain't got on your way yet. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, nobody can be you.
He's only one.
Out of all the people in the fucking world, nobody knows how to be you like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's impossible. So as long as you stay true to yourself, nobody's gonna be able to stop you.
Definitely, most important to me is stick to a plan. You know what I mean? All plans might not work out, but never give up on your plan. You know, always stick to a plan. If it doesn't work out, all right, we're going to do next. What's the next plan?
Right.
And Dice, baby. Don't let anybody interrupt your conscious effort. Dice, baby. Dice. Don't let nobody. If you put your effort in, you put your work in, I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what the outside world say. Keep it moving. Keep it rolling, yo. Like, because if you put your effort into anything, like, something's going to come out.
He did. Hit the head crack. All the trippies.
There was any artist, who would you want to collaborate with?
Any artist?
Yeah,
we be talking about this for real, like at the crib. Like, I was, all right, so my question was, right, we were just sitting there. I was like, so you get 5 artists, they do it for $3.99, what for the low? You feel me? Who would you collaborate with? You feel me? But, can we just do 3?
He said they do it for $3.99.
That's my favorite price. $3.99.
Be in the wrong industry for $3.99.
Right.
Yeah, seriously.
That's why it was a scenario.
I'm sorry I was laying in my bag for so long, but I just couldn't leave the house without my bag. Right.
Yo, I took so that's much of Riley's money off the dice.
Oh, and you lost. And he lost.
What's
hey,
that?
Yo, you see? And the boy lost. I'm glad
he got his money. Put him back.
Look, I would have to take that.
No, baby.
But to be honest, I don't know, right now I would have to go with Turbo, Drake, Quinn, NFN, I don't know, to be honest, out of them, probably Kodak.
Which one would you like if you had to pick one?
If you only had to pick one of them, who would it be?
Drake. Specifically for the numbers, though.
Yo,
you feel me? Like, for the numbers.
And that's my answer, too. I do respect Drake's music when he's rapping. That's why I like his last couple tracks, because he was rapping. You know, and I respect it. He top 10 when he's rapping to me. You know what I'm saying? But on numbers alone, you'd be dumb not to pick. You know what I'm saying?
Just and you know what? The boy don't fucking miss, dog. Like, he really don't miss. He batting 1,000.
And I don't miss neither. So, me on the Drake track, niggas don't know who I am. You feel me? Like, he ain't meeting me neither.
We all competitive. Like, when we do music, it's like, it's rather everybody snap or everybody snap.
That's the only option. Nobody is lesser than, and
don't let it not be known. If you put some booty shit on the track,
it's bad and bougie.
And I'm snapping on you, like, yo, you gonna write that again, right? If you're not gonna write that again, you gonna write that again.
If you're not writing that, you must be writing that. Thanks for writing that. Nah, but a few times me and Chris had beefed in the studio because he was like, yo, bro, just like he meant like enter like on a sentence. You feel me? Like just drag it down and rewrite a new line and then put the shit back up. Me, I'm like, alright, fuck niggas, not fuck with it. Erase that bitch. You feel me? Like, I don't need this shit no more. Bitch, not fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it, bitch. Like, if you're not fucking do it no more, like, that line dead, then. You feel me? You're not fucking with it. So I'm gonna rewrite it right away.
It's crazy.
Word up.
I'm gonna edit and gonna add, like,
I'm like, man, that.
Chris' favorite word is rewrite. You heard that? Like, bro, I just stumbled. Like,
yeah.
Why
I gotta rewrite it? The funny thing got so bad at one point, G was just deleting verses before I even said something. Like, yo, I'm writing it, just delete something. He's like, here, just look at me. Bro, you
yo, I'll be sitting there, you heard, phone in hand. I'll be like,
all I
have
to walk in the room and look at
me. I'll do the verse, right? He woke in, he'd be like, I'm looking at him at the phone like, all the time I'm erasing this shit. I'm on the Xbox, I'm like, this shit. You know, right? I'm sitting up and write this shit right now. Body. You heard? Like, I'm sick of that. But yeah, like, we all competitive when it comes to music.
Yeah, like low key, we're competitive. I don't think that, like, we in this
studio. We don't be trying to shit on each other. Yeah, like, everybody be great. You feel me? More so.
Because don't nobody, who want to be ass?
Everybody bring that great out of everybody.
Word, yeah. It's like, you feel me? We all doing an obstacle course. You feel me? Your one man, he slipped in mud, old shit. But both of y'all gotta finish together in order to win the race. You feel me? Get the fuck up, my man. It's like, we coming, you feel me?
And that's that energy from Rick. It's like, you know, it's not from a bad place. You know, you just want to see the great in all of us. So it's like work. You know what I'm saying? You need that.
But he like, he weird and annoying with it, though, because he knows what pulls the bear out of each of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll walk in, you feel me? Like, if it's not aggression with me, then it don't respect me. You feel me? So, like, I don't respect what you're trying to say to me.
That's not always true.
Nah, facts it is. Because, all right, so he'll walk around, he'll be like, that shit, ass, bitch. I'm like, see no more. I'm about to wild this out now. Now I'm about to be sick. He's like, come on, bro, that shit was hard. I just erased it. I don't know what to tell you. I think you said it was ass, so you feel me, it's time to rewrite it.
Nah, but we're not talking about this island, did he?
Hey,
I'll walk in there while let them play it, listen, and then just walk out. Text one of them like, nah, I'm gonna delete that shit.
Yeah. You ever see making a band with Diddy ugly ass and some of
the black? He really did that shit. Right. I ain't gonna tell you, God.
He be done up, God. He walk out slow as hell, too. Make sure everybody see him walk out. Like, damn, bro, at least hurry up. I'm going to walk out. Fuck. Nah, look at the beat back.
Three, five the worst. 3-5 the worst. Because he the nigga that turned off while you recorded, like.
That ain't it. You heard it? He won't even look at you, God. 3-5 would be like. He'd be like, you doing your worst shit, like.
Well, you are the engineer.
You're right. He's like, oh, you're X that whole shit off.
That's not true, because I got better with it. You know, I started to go hit the mute button on him. So
hey, yo, he think he's dirty, guy. All right, so, in-house joke, I'm Mr. 1,000 Tapes, you feel me?
Oh, shit.
1,000 Tapes. All fucking night, yep. You know what I'm saying? So, one night, I had got the verse out real good for like a good 3/4 of the verse. Now I fucked that shit up. Did that shit like 10 more times and fucked up at the same spot. 3-5 was canceling and deleting all the second ones I did. Like all the ones after the first one and kept the first one. So I finally did that shit all the way through and the nigga played both the verses together. With the extended piece that I did perfect. You feel me? Like, I was like, this nigga goes.
He heard this nigga goes. And I'm mad as hell. Like,
hold on, wait. And shout out to 3-5 doing that shit on Audacity. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're trying to play us, guys.
You don't know. And then this is the thing, though. Like, you're not only recording on Audacity, whatever. Like, it's like, I know about Logic and all that, but know this. My man's 3-5 do it on Audacity. So it really don't matter if you're gonna be on Logic. It ain't nothing, like.
And so, let it be known, feature price just went up. 35%.
35%. But yo, like they be really trying to play us with the Audacity joint, like. And it's like racing. They don't be like, it don't matter the car you in, it matter who driving. You don't know what you fucking doing on Audacity. You don't know what the fuck you doing on Audacity. That's not 3-5 fault. The only man was you ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, the man 350 got it. Bitch, are you mad? That's your fault.
Who would you collaborate with if you had a chance to?
I think the collab for all of us.
Or? Nah, just you. Okay. Yeah. Oh, like if you had a chance.
Oh, Big Sean. What?
Big Sean?
Oh,
wow,
I can definitely see it.
Yo, I had Tummy, like, yo, you can't be killing me on my song, bro. Like. You can't do me like that.
That's what Grizz said when the verse is good. You know what I'm saying? And they go from rewriting to damn, you killed me on the old shit. Like, that's like, all right, my shit good.
And then they won't let me rewrite my shit. They won't let me put the pen in. He be dead ass sick, though. He like,
my verse ass, cuz.
You heard the fact. Come on, bro. You just really wowed that out. And my brother's mad ass, cuz.
Take that off.
All right, then don't do the song without me, then, cuz. Do the song without me, then, cuz. My shit ass is not. I'm not going to let y'all put that shit out with me on there like that, cuz. Like, I'm like,
shit, oh, booty.
I'm like, all right, bro. It's not even ass.
Bro. Right, bro. Relax.
He like, nah, cuz. Take that shit off. For real. All right, for all y'all. You heard? I'm like, damn.
Out of the word,
delete that shit. I got some new shit.
That's how we can take that energy because this is definitely he's harder on himself than he is on the rest of us. So we can take that energy.
Word,
it's cool.
At the new album that you guys just dropped, what track was the funnest making?
Shimmy.
I gotta say Shimmy because I wouldn't even say all right. So like the whole atmosphere of the tape is dumb. Like when we had first got the studio, excuse me, when we had first got the studio, we were just talking about doing music. We finally got that shit, son. We all wowed up, like straight lock in mode. Like, for me, solitary confinement. I'm not coming out for another 4 years. It's over. I'm in this black hole, dog. That's it. They slide me the food through the plate, drawn at the bottom. You feel me? We all in here, good look. You feel me? Nothing more, nothing less. Like, we really locked in for this fucking tape. Like, locked in. So that I feel like the atmosphere for the whole tape would be my most favorite for the whole tape. Because there was nothing like, you feel me? We did this tape in like, what, a week and some change? A week and some change. We did that whole tape in a week and some change.
Yeah, because
we
was recording on the studio.
2 weeks max.
That means you was having fun. That's what that means. That means you was having fun.
What happens
when you
have a natural environment of people that just
want to
push forward.
It was straight good vibes. Like, we usually locked in and vibes out. It was nice. Nobody interrupted the conscious effort. You know what I mean? That's what happened.
Some tried, but they
couldn't. We ain't worried about them.
All right, my last question to y'all is, when can we expect more music? When's the next project? What is the next project?
Let's see. It's a method to this madness, you heard. I mean, it depends. What question do you want me to answer? Are you talking about the group? Are you talking about?
I'm going to ask the question again. Oh, now, speaking to the mic.
Yeah. I said...
What did I say? I damn sure forgot.
What's next for all of y'all? I mean, when's the next project coming?
In the midst of working on this other
when's the next album? When's the next together album?
Next together.
I want to say like
And then when's the next solo album? Like, what's the order of it?
I low-key want to let them sit on this one, but we do have another single in the works that we're thinking about dropping.
So then what's the order, though?
What's the order?
Yeah.
The group album, the second group album is okay. 6 months from now.
Okay.
And then the solo albums, those are going to pop up.
That's what I'm...
We can't okay. Too much information.
Okay. Okay. Y'all don't got singles on those?
I got some singles. I got a single out called Stone and High featuring 3-5.
Tease them.
You know what I'm saying?
Tease them a little bit. But all of y'all.
But we are definitely planning on coming out with solo projects like after this. Like, so like what's next? Like, because like, I mean, I've been working on an album, the Pain and Love EP. You know what I'm saying? When you really get in my brain, you know, Grizz has been recording the tracks for his, you know what I'm saying? So probably either me or him on solo first. And then, but 3-5-G, they come in with the solo shoot because we want people to love us as a group, but we also want us to know us as an individual.
And then
we probably, after we all drop some little solo 4-5 project, you know what I'm saying? We'll come out with another love block. You know, so it's always the music gonna stay consistent, keep going. Cause we got the studio, you know what I'm saying? Like, we can record whenever. So it's like, and that's all we've been doing is working. So.
Okay.
You know, like, it's gonna just keep rolling out.
Everything is always a work in progress. The ball don't stop rolling.
Hell yeah.
The ball don't stop rolling.
Hell yeah. There's always
something. If we not doing nothing, it's something that we do.
But there's gonna be a single that we drop in at least in another 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, that.
Say, I can feel the energy through the glass, bitch.
I feel like saying, wait.
What else? Don't force it fast. Go ahead.
Okay.
And in the meantime, I want to get on camera and say I definitely appreciate all the smoke that's come up here.
Oh, nice.
I appreciate you playing my music. Y'all come up here.
I appreciate the invitation to the platform.
Me and my brother John were really big on music. You know what I'm saying? And if you guys was asked, y'all wouldn't have been up here right now. So badass. Like,
and that's not on that funk flex shit.
Not everybody can come up here. Man, everybody can come up here. Shout out, Flex.
The lights are behind you. Put it face to the middle. You can move it towards the middle.
Play their song, they're gonna go on, hit that active.
I push play already. Perfect throw, Jesus.
I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packs, so it's not the best tap text. I gotta dip out of this city. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packs, so it's not the best tap text. I know that I gotta get with it. I'm pouring up with the stick with me. You get done dirty in this city. Blocks with the 30s in this city. You pop my 30s to get with me. I can feel the energy through the glass. Now they calling me Sam. With Wiki, call me Optimus Prime. That's a bitch with me. And we smoking the best green. And she know that's a test me. When I'm off this fucking lean. Or maybe I'm off the edge. They leave me in ecstasy. I'm in the trap, bitch. I don't need you next to me. Don't need you call a trip. And I don't need you texting me. And I never get the best of me. How could you try to pressure me? Bitch, I'm a king, ho, ho. Don't you know you should treasure me? I'm up an S of my little baby. Don't you ever think less of me? I'm in a trap, bitch. I don't need you next to me. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packs, so it's not a fish, that fix. I gotta dip out of this city. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packs, so it's not a fish, that fix. I know that I gotta get with it. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packs, so it's not a fish, that fix. I gotta dip out of this city. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packs, so it's not a fish, that fix.
Go ahead, Jew. Go ahead, Jew.
My niggas hustling, up on the struggling. Niggas got hands, I am not fumbling. Knock your face off, nigga. COVID. Knock your face off, nigga. Hold this. This shit you quote is a lie. So stop me, why would you try? That's that work in the 735. And that's work in 35. Have me grin, bitch, don't trip. The whole game, nigga, cause they know what it is. Niggas, they capping. Pussy, power like catfish. Hard COVID. They're like the text that'll turn you a bitch. Try to perform, get you run off stage. This shit programmed like the machine. Pussy, watch me raise.
I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packs, was not a fast step fix. I gotta dip out of this city. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packs, was not a fast step fix. I gotta get it. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packs, was not a fast step fix. I gotta dip out of this city. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it.
I'm feeling high down I-95.
I'm on black, throw me shorty down the ride.
We do not fuck with the other side.
Been moving on Willie, you and I.
Brokers in the lie, baby, do or die. Yeah, yeah.
Look, this do or die. She my track, we ain't give a fuck about a hater. I don't fuck with shit, hit it back, see you later. Been stacking my papers inside by my season. Chop it up with them, don't need your little papers. What's that you change? What's already written? Urban admission, bitch, fuck your prescription. Look at some land in the blood on my
neighbor. He said,
we just be broke, give a deep throat. That she deep throat, and she clean up all the fucking mess for me later. I'm on one. Stay strong, branch long, about 8 grams. Hold on, 2 hands,
about 8 grams.
To the chest, 2 hands.
Shut down,
I'm on
one.
Stay strong, branch long,
about 8 grams. Hold on, 2 hands.
I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packages, was not a best snap fix. I know that I gotta get with it. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packages, was not a best snap fix. I gotta dip out of this city. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packages, was not a best snap fix. I know that I gotta get with it. Taking that strong bitch, long bitch, watch it. Hate when a nigga talk the hot shit. Hot flick, hit him with some hot shit. Thought bitch, rockin', looking for a cock in the act. Poppin', hit it that weed, get it rockin', get it out of pocket of the cut. The function walls, everything, I ain't nothing. But the little bitch is working, and she said it's hurting, and I said it's working. So her little friends, how about the working, and they started flirting. One by one, I'm handling boxes. Feel like alone, I'm stocking. Feel like Drake, I ain't Josh. And only smoking on that exotic, high grade product. Smoke in the air like a roster, bitch. Smoke in the air like a popper. Up on his active and thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. Started from packages with manifest that picks. I gotta dip out of this city. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packages with manifest that picks. I know that I gotta get with it. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it. It started from packages with manifest that picks. I gotta dip out of this city. I'm pouring up on this activist, thinking about stacking chips. I know that I gotta get it.
What did he say?
He said,
Marianne. He said, matter of fact, let me get your whole wallet. I don't know what I'm talking about. I ain't had that shit since 78. I'm like, shoulder and shoulder.
Barely. Yo, let me
like that, man.
Yo, that song right there.
Shout out, love,
all the smoke, man.
Shout out, all the heat. Shout out, all the actors. Having drank in my lifetime
because
I literally.
Hey yo, hold up! I got a fun story. Fun story about my first time drinking lean. All right, so
it was like junior year.
Look, my mom's calling me right now, and yes, I got her saved as mommy still.
Whoever wants fight, she see us.
Whoever wants fight, but my first time drinking lean was actually with the cameraman. Junior year in high school, it was A2.
Shout out to our
it was
A2.
It was A2. Miss Budnicki class. You feel me? I was slowed up all day, son. So when we had first made this track, I was like, yo, if I was to listen to this shit linked up, son, it's like a fucking trance. You feel me? Like, you going floating through some shit, like, you feel me? Like, oh shit, like, this is real? You feel me? Like, you tripping, like, whoa, this act is head.
And when you walk in the door of the Love Block, like, that song right there, that's the vibe. Like, you smell the dhoti coming out the door, like, you know you about to get fucked up before you knock. Like, you know you about to get fucked up.
Yo, coming home on work, you can smell that weed from two blocks away.
I was smelling that shit from the Uber line. Welcome home.
Like, damn, they smoking that shit in there. Fuck yes, baby.
Well,
he's the weed.
On that note, I appreciate you guys for coming up here.
Love straight back. Yo, I appreciate
all the guys in them
twice as small. All of it.
Shit.
If you don't want no smoke,
we were smoking all types of exotic today. We had the souffle, we had slabs, we had Venom OG,
Platinum Rock.
You know what I'm saying? We was in here getting blasted.
The big
yo, that was going nuts.
Shout out to all my supporters. Big up to all my listeners. Please support.
Love y'all.
Hopefully we can get these guys back up here again.
Oh, no, that's definitely. That's not even a thing.
Well, y'all here today. We'll schedule another day for these guys to come up. With that being said, we out. Jersey.
Jersey.
Jersey. Jersey.